This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For this school year, the average increase in tuition at public and private colleges did not keep up with inflation. That's according to a new report from the College Board. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more on what kept a lid on things.
Usually, during a recession, college enrollment goes up, says Columbia Education and Economics Professor Judy Scott Clayton. But that's not happening for schools during the pandemic.
They're struggling to attract and retain enrollments right now, and so there's pressure to keep those tuition increases low.
And usually, during a recession, government spending on schools drops. But according to Vanderbilt education professor Will Doyle, that didn't happen either.
One of the big reasons for public institutions that the tuition didn't go up as much is because the states were able to maintain their support.
For years, though, he says college tuition was growing much faster than inflation. Jennifer Ma, co-author of that College Board report, points out that students have been borrowing less.
Overall, the annual borrowing declined for the 10th consecutive year.
The report says that as of this March, more than half of borrowers with outstanding education debt owed less than $20,000. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.